means quality and care.
Shocking, disturbing, horrific. Some of the adjectives used to describe what happened earlier in the day at Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas. 12 people are dead. 31 others are wounded. The gunman, an Army psychiatrist, Major Malik Hassan, still alive after being shot. Now trying to put the puzzle together. How in the world did this happen? The biggest Army base in our country, how was it shattered this way? So many people's lives irrevocably changed by this Major Hassan, who now more details are starting to filter out all about his background and years of working at Walter Reed and thoughts about suicide bombings and whatnot that the feds were actually looking into. That's where we begin this show, this version of America Tonight. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney. We're going to take you through what happened during the day, and we're going to talk to Michael Anthony, who is the youngest writer now, from having seen through his eyes what happened in Iraq and having come back, and he was a medic as well with the Army Reserves in Iraq and wrote a great book called Mass Casualties, A Young Medic's True Story of Death, Deception, and Dishonor in Iraq. And it talks all about that, and also post-traumatic stress disorder and whatnot. A lot of people are lobbying some of these terms out. So he's coming up in another 10 minutes to give us his perspective on this. And as I said, he's the youngest Iraq War veteran writer at this point, and certainly saw some horrible things with the guys that he served with. But can you imagine having your world shattered on this base? Particularly, there were some of the people that were shot who had just come back from serving. So all throughout the afternoon, Major General Robert Cohn was informing everybody as to what was going on, and the story kept changing. Originally, it looked as though Hassan was killed, and then word came out that no, he was still alive. Of course, the totals of people who were dead and people were wounded kept changing as well. So this is the last thing that he had to say on the day.
I'm General Cohn, Commanding General of Fort Hood, Marine Corps. As I mentioned before, this has been a tragic incident, and our hearts and prayers go out to those who have been impacted here today. I've personally spoken with the President, and he has extended his condolences and offered his support to the Fort Hood and surrounding community. The investigation is ongoing, but preliminary reports indicate there was a single shooter that was shot multiple times at the scene. However, he was not killed as previously reported. He is currently in custody and in stable condition. I say again, the shooter is not dead, but in custody and in stable condition. This is a cooperative investigation and state and federal law enforcement officials. Earlier, it was reported that one victim was killed was a female civilian officer. We now know that the female officer is alive, just out of surgery and in stable condition. She is believed to be the first responder who shot the suspect. At this time, the number of victims killed remains 12, with 31 injured. At Fort Hood tonight, we're focusing on three areas. First and foremost, the care of the wounded. Second, security of this installation. This post is no longer locked down, as you can see, but we will continue to operate at a heightened level of security, as well as continue to investigate to ensure that no threats remain. Third, we will continue to focus on casualty assistance efforts, including casualty notification and grief counseling. I want to take a moment to praise the efforts of our first responders and all of the agencies who have come to support our soldiers and families in this critical time. And it is truly overwhelming, the offers of support that we have had at the national and local level in dealing with this situation. Tomorrow at Fort Hood, we will observe a day of mourning. Fort Hood and local schools will be open, and we'll move back to normalcy as soon as possible.
All right, so you heard, obviously, the thoughts from those on the base at Fort Hood, concern about the wounded, as it should be, and obviously security. And that's the big question. How does this happen on a base here on our soil? How do people that came back and served are in a situation where they're shot, wounded, or killed? That's to me. I don't understand how that base wasn't in a much better situation. And of course now everybody's trying to put together what was the deal with Hassan and why would he do this? What made him tick? Well, the 39-year-old man who's accused of this mass shooting at the fort, at Fort Hood, started having apparently second thoughts about his military career a few years ago. Apparently, he told family he was being harassed for being a Muslim. He told relatives that in Virginia. He also more recently was talking about concerns about being sent to Iraq or even Afghanistan. He counseled, so you can imagine this, he counseled a bunch of returning soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder. First, he was at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington for about 6 years. And then, of course, at Fort Hood, he knew what the realities of war were and the fact that he would be going into that territory. And then there's the really disturbing part of this as well, that the FBI had become aware of some Internet postings by a guy who called himself Nidal Hassan. And they talked about these postings, talked about suicide bombing in a favorable light. When they were looking into this, the investigators said they were not clear as to whether or not the writer was Major Hassan, but they have a suspicion that, in fact, that is the same guy. And on these postings and ramblings on one of the websites, he compared the heroism of a soldier who throws himself on a grenade to protect fellow soldiers to suicide bombers who sacrifice themselves to protect Muslims. So this is troublesome going down this path, certainly. And there are many, many other postings and ramblings sort of in that same vein. So the major was wounded. He was taken into custody by the Fort Hood police after that shooting spree. We already told you the totals once again, 12 people, sadly, many of them soldiers were killed, 31 others wounded. This happened at a readiness center where soldiers are put through a series of basically medical, dental, legal, and other instructions and paces, if you will, in preparation for being deployed. So these were some guys that were getting ready to go, and then, of course, even some people that were coming back. Now, family and the certainly the people in Killeen, Texas, were shocked when they heard what happened. And we're getting more and more reports from family members as to going back to not wanting to be deployed to Iraq and that he was doing whatever he could to avoid that. So a big chunk of the show, obviously, is going to be dedicated to what happened and post-traumatic stress disorder. And ultimately, again, how could this happen on a major base on U.S. soil? Stay with us. Michael Anthony coming up next.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. awesome. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes, for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Smell it down the street with the great pool and aloe.
All right, how do you make sense of something that doesn't make sense with the Army Major Malik Hassan accused of killing 12 people and 31 others at Fort Hood in Killeen, Texas, shattering so many people's lives and, of course, shocking the rest of us across the country? You think of the brave men and women and what they go through and the steps and the deployments after deployments and how often we talk about that here on America Tonight. And I can only say that certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to all the people that are dealing with this. It's just an awful, awful thing. We had a guest on about a month ago, Michael Anthony, and got a lot of response from many of you. Just a terrific guy, a guy who knows what it's like to go to war, who is now, by the way, the youngest Iraq war veteran writer. He's got a book out called Mass Casualties. And as I said, he knows what it's like to go through that process as he did a tour of duty in Iraq as an operating room medic with the Army Reserves and came back and saw what happened to many, many of his friends. Michael, thanks for hanging late with us on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate. Yeah.
So as soon as we start to hear about this and everybody's trying to piece together what happened with this Army major who was a psychiatrist and worked at Walter Reed for 6 years and then went to Fort Hood and then learned he was going to be deployed, it seems as though from what relatives are saying in trying to pull this all together is it was the deployment thing that really pushed him over the edge. He did not want to be deployed. Now, you saw what happened with many of the people around you. Did you, in your particular situation, you saw also what happened when people came back. But what was the reaction to the deployment a lot of times with the guys around you?
Oh, I mean, similar reactions. I mean, as soon as I heard this story and I heard that he hadn't been deployed yet, I could just see what was going on. And what was going on was, you know, you have this man who, you know, they had the health care system there. He said he doesn't want to get deployed and he's depressed. He doesn't want to get deployed and they were going to send him to Iraq anyway. when I had heard the news, I was actually doing a speaking engagement about PTSD and suicide, and one of the people I was talking to was telling me that, you know, he didn't want to go to Iraq, and to try to get out of going to Iraq, he purposely failed five drug tests right in a row. He smoked pot and he took coke, and he purposely failed five drug tests right in a row, and they were still going to send him to Iraq. Before we got deployed to Iraq, there was a person that he was so depressed and he didn't want to get deployed to Iraq. And what he even did, he got a swastika tattooed on his arm. He wasn't a racist, but if you're a racist, they don't allow you in the military. And he wasn't a racist, but he got a swastika tattoo on his arm because they didn't want to go to Iraq. And they said, you're still going to Iraq. So then he tries to kill himself the next day. We had a soldier that he was on antidepressant medication, and our commander said, you know, we can't send you to Iraq if you're on antidepressants. Get off your antidepressants. The soldier gets off his antidepressants. The next day, he tries to stab somebody. Mm. A month and a half later, he's in Iraq with us. I mean, there's really nothing that's going to keep you from, you know, leaving, going over to Iraq.
Right, and those stories were examples, as you saw right before you, of the shock and people not wanting to do that and trying to do whatever they could to ultimately get out of having to go. So we hear this story, and we hear that he was a doctor, and then we hear what happened on the base. Of course, you were with the Army Reserves, but and you come from a long line of military folks, and we know what it's like and the building process on bases and how bases are an entity onto them, you know, sort of onto themselves. What do you think has happened on American bases that it was so free and easy for him to be able to take the shots that he did at all those folks? And, you know, what about the MP3s? What about the response? Were you surprised by that?
To an extent, yes and no. You know, military people don't really expect, you know, attacks like this on their own bases. And so when something like this happens, it's such a surprise that it's not really expected. Or, we're not specifically trained to handle, you know, people going postal or suicidal in the military. That's not what our training for is. You know, infantry soldiers are trained to go, you know, from house to house and door to door. You know, MPs are, you know, trained for their own things, and it's, none of them are really relative to just people, you know, going crazy and trying to shoot people.
Yeah, so in looking at this, Michael, and looking at it through your eyes, what would you say, as somebody who served, now you're writing about it, you come back, what would you say is the answer to solving some of these problems? It seems as though, like you said, it's not in the book, it's not something you do. Do you think there should just be some people that just shouldn't go, despite the need that's so great?
I mean, absolutely. You know, there's a saying that we used to have in the we still do. There's a creed that we had in the military called, you know, no man left behind. And what the military is now missing from this creed is that no man left behind doesn't only apply to the physical body; it also applies to the mind. And you know, what good is it to have bring an American soldier home from the war only to have them kill themselves 2 months later? What's the point of bringing an American soldier home alive from the war if they're going to spend the next 30 years of their life, you know, homeless or on the streets? Or what's the point of bringing an American soldier home if they're going to start to do drugs and end up homeless or kill themselves again? There's a distinct thing in there that there is no soldier left behind, but people are realizing it's more than just the physical body. It needs to be the mind, too.
Yeah. And your book, In Mass Casualties, you talk about some of the things that you saw, obviously, in being so young and doing what you did. You talk, and it's in the title, you know, the true story of death, deception, and dishonor in Iraq. When you talk about dishonor in Iraq, what do you mean by that?
Well, there's, like, take a scenario like this, for instance. When something like this happens, the two biggest things that happened before this was Walter Reed and Abu Ghraib. And the first thing that happened when both of those scenarios happened was the commanders, the generals in charge, they both said, it's not my fault. When Abu Ghraib happened, the person in charge said, it's not my fault. When Walter Reed happened, the person in charge said, it's not my fault. They actually used the term middle management, saying it's not our fault, it's the middle management's fault. And dishonor is just the disrespect or the fact that nobody's taking responsibility for what really goes on over there. You know, we've been talking about these things for the past month. I've been doing speaking engagements and talking about these things for the past month. I was in a documentary about PTSD and, you know, suicide in the military. And these things, they've been around for so while, and people just aren't paying enough attention to them, because even before this scenario happened, there's still the statistic that every day 18 veterans kill themselves. Mm. Every day, 5 active duty soldiers attempt suicide, and every month, 1,000 veterans attempt suicide. There's more veterans that have killed themselves than have been injured or killed in Iraq and Afghanistan combined.
Yeah, and you're obviously helping the conversation. Do you think that's part of it? There should be more conversation about this?
I mean, definitely. You know, there's that certain set of people that want to pretend like this stuff doesn't happen, or if it's lone incidences, and you know, I can understand where these people are coming from, but the only way to solve these problems is we have to admit what the problems are. So that's what I really try to do in the book is, you know, we've got to admit what the underlying cause is. You know, a lot of these programs that the military has, they're nothing but Band-Aid programs. And, you know, things go much deeper than, you know, giving someone a breathing technique or something like that. Problems go a lot deeper. It goes all the way to the top and poor leadership and taking personal responsibility.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a terrific book, and bravo to you, and thank you for your service and everything that you're doing to try to help people and answer questions and speaking. I think it's tremendous what you've done in such a short amount of time. You'll join us again down the road, I trust, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
All right, you have a good one, and thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, Michael Anthony, his book is it's a great read. Mass Casualties. You can get it on Amazon.com and in bookstores and whatnot. So here we have this situation, and as Michael said, the difficulty that people face in the deployment situation and not wanting to go, and he gave you 3 examples of people that he served with and the extremes that they went to. If this is specifically what ends up being the reason why, and I think it might be a combination of things, this is something that the military certainly has to deal with. But I would also think that the second part of this is they have to beef up security on these bases, that you could have somebody on a base be able to that quickly, boom, 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 kill 12 people and wound 31 others. When those numbers started to come out, I think that was some of the most shocking of the details that I heard. The fact that, how are you kidding? I mean, how did that many? How does this happen? What's gone on? And you talk about these guys that were at this readiness center, and they were there either ahead of their deployment or whatever it was, depending on their orders. It was, again, one of these scenarios where I just missed it, or, oh, I was there on the wrong day. Sad to say that now we're going to hear more stories about, sadly, the victims. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. More here on America Tonight.
Tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's get you up to date on the headers, what's happening around the globe, and actually really closer to home. In fact, we're probably going to stay mostly closer to home on this one. The Army base becoming a combat zone, Fort Hood, that is shocking to so many. 12 people killed, 31 others injured. The gunman himself was not killed. He was hit but not killed and is in stable condition. That's the latest we have about the Army Major Malik Hassan. And the question becomes, why did he do it? Because he was upset to be deployed to Iraq, part of it probably. That's what we keep hearing. The weapons he used were handguns, and you think about how he just opened fire and must have had to reload how many times with a couple of guns that he had. What a terrible, terrible tragedy for the people who lost loved ones before they were even deployed, as many of them were getting set to be deployed in the upcoming weeks and were at the wrong place at the wrong time and still looking for answers. There are church services that are getting underway for the next couple of days and funerals being planned and prayer vigils all over Killeen, Texas, which is right there at Fort Hood. And certainly our prayers and our thoughts go out to all the people dealing with this terrible, terrible tragedy. We'll be talking about it and analyzing it and looking at it, I'm sure, for the next couple of weeks here on the show. Also, big news around the Capitol, and this may have gotten lost in the sauce a little bit because of what happened at Fort Hood, but thousands were rallying to protest health care. I mean, lots of different people came out screaming, yelling things at a rally, chanting, kill the bill, thousands of conservatives on the Hill. Kind of almost like a campaign-style event. It was kind of a day-long deal from what I was told, protesting health care and saying things like this bill is the greatest threat to freedom and yelling that and whatnot. And House Republican leader John Boehner of Ohio addressed the crowd that gathered on the lawn right near that west side of the Capitol. Here's a little slice of what he had to say.
This is my copy. This is my copy of the Constitution. And I'm going to stand here with our founding fathers who wrote in the preamble, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created unequal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So join us in saying no to a government takeover of health care. Join us in rejecting higher taxes and more deficits. Join us in defending our freedom. And join us in defeating Pelosi Care.
In the meantime, the House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer predicts the bill will, in fact, be passed in the House on Saturday. And Hoyer told a group of reporters that they would have the 218 votes they needed to pass the bill that Obama has made the defining goal pretty much of his administration. We all know that, trying to slide it through back before August. In the meantime, speaking of Obama, the president weighed in on a couple of endorsements from the AARP and the AMA. Here's a little slither of that.
I am extraordinarily pleased and grateful to learn that the AARP and the American Medical Association are both supporting the health insurance reform bill that will soon come up to a vote in the House of Representatives. When it comes to the AARP, this is no small endorsement. For more than 50 years, they have been a leader in the fight to reduce the costs of health care and expand coverage for our senior citizens. They are a nonpartisan organization, and their board made their decision to endorse only after a careful, intensive, objective scrutiny of this bill. They're endorsing this bill because they know it will strengthen Medicare, not jeopardize it. They know it will protect the benefits our seniors receive, not cut them. So I want everybody to remember that the next time you hear the same tired arguments to the contrary from the insurance companies and their lobbyists. And remember this endorsement the next time you see a bunch of misleading ads on television. The AARP knows this bill will make healthcare more affordable. They know it will make coverage more secure. They know it's a good deal for our seniors, and that's why we're thrilled that they're standing up for this effort. The same is true for the doctors and medical professionals who are supporting this bill today. These are men and women who know our healthcare system best and have been watching this debate closely. They would not be supporting it if they really believed that it would lead to government bureaucrats making decisions that are best left to doctors. They would not be with us if they believed that reform would in any way damage the critical and sacred doctor-patient relationship. Instead, they're supporting reform because they've seen firsthand what's broken about our healthcare system. They've seen what happens when patients can't get the care they need because some insurance company has decided to drop their coverage or water it down. They've seen what happens when a patient's forced to pay out of pocket costs of thousands of dollars that she doesn't have to get the treatment she desperately needs. They've seen what happens when patients don't come in for regular checkups or screenings because either their insurance company doesn't cover them or they can't afford health insurance in the first place. And they've seen far, far too much of their time spent filling out forms and haggling with insurance company bureaucrats. So the doctors of America know what needs to be fixed about our health care system. They know that health insurance reform would go a long way toward doing that.
All right, so that's the yin and the yang that is health care. We know we jump into it every single show, it seems. Will the House bill actually pass? Will that happen on Saturday? And then, of course, what happens with the Senate? My prediction on now, much of the information that I've received in the last couple of weeks is that, no, we're not going to have any measure totally passed by the end of the year. But there is always that chance, nuclear options and all that, and pushing people aside, and with a little finagling, maybe it does inch in. However, I think the Senate is the real killer in this thing. Speaking of killer, remember when Rihanna and Chris Brown were supposed to sing, I think it was at the Grammys, if I'm not mistaken, and the night before, he beat her up. They'd gotten in a fight and they were in the car, and then, you know, the rest is history. It was another one of the opportunities for someone to stand up for battered women or being abused or abusive relationship between the two of them, whatever. Ultimately, he's on probation. He's not going to do any jail time, but he's on probation for like 5 years. But we never really heard from Rihanna, the sexy star that you see on many of the commercials, young singer who has this big career in front of her, much like Chris Brown, who hurt himself, obviously, by what happened, and maybe both of them did. There was a restraining order. But we never really heard her side of it. And I think even on this show, people called in to say, wow, there's an opportunity to tell women, watch out, you don't have to be in an abusive relationship. And sadly, we know sometimes this ends in death for too many people. I've said this before, having cops in my family, domestic abuse is the calls they don't want to answer because they don't know how they're going to survive it at times. It gets that rough. So Rihanna has opened up to Diane Sawyer on the morning show that she does, and here's a little bit of that interview.
I'm a human being, and people put me on a very unrealistic pedestal and all these expectations. I'm not perfect. Also, it's pretty natural for that to be the first reaction. It's completely normal to go back. You start lying to yourself. The minute the physical wounds go away, you want this thing to go away. This is a memory you don't want to have ever again.
All right, so good for her. I think it's good that she's talking about it because, I don't know, maybe it reaches some of the younger women who find themselves in certain situations. And, you know, too often with the whole batter thing, I don't have to preach to all of you, it ends up in a fatality one way or the other. So it's interesting to hear her finally come out and decide to speak. Hey, coming up on the show, don't forget we have birthdays, news you can abuse, and this day in history. A couple other quick notes for you, including this one, that one of the polygamists was convicted of sexual assault. Remember the FLDS ranch, and we talked about it on this show, I remember, for weeks on end as to what was going on there. The yearning for Zion Ranch in West Texas. You had a 38-year-old Raymond Jessup who was convicted on a couple of different things. The jury deliberated for just 2 hours, and he will be sentenced on the child sexual conviction. He faces up to 20 years in prison. He was convicted specifically of sexually assaulting an underage girl with whom he had a so-called spiritual marriage. Now, there are others to be tried as well, and all 12 FLDS men have been indicted on charges. Woo! Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This day in history and some upside down crazy news. That's what's coming up here on the final few moments of this hour of America Tonight. Saw a funny thing on a skit the other day about Levi Johnston, who of course is the baby daddy of Sarah Palin's daughter's child. So William Shatner is very funny, I think, when he does this very drolly. He read some tweets of Levi Johnson's. Now, apparently, the Levi Johnson is saying they aren't his anything to do with his Twitter. But Conan O'Brien introduced the skit saying the tweets were real and they didn't make them up. So first of all, let you hear how Shatner performed. Check this out. I think you'll get a good chuckle out of it.
Maybe I'm a genius and not even know it. Maybe I don't exist and it only seems like I do. Maybe this is a parallel universe where I don't. Anybody know where I can get some good weed? I feel like I'm in a rap video every time I come here. What's the deal with the taxi drivers not speaking English? Is it a law against it? Is it true that fat kids never get kidnapped? You know you're a celebrity when strangers want to see your penis. L-M-A-O.
All right, I thought that was pretty funny stuff. Shatner does that so well. Of course, Levi is not too happy about the skit, and he's saying weren't any of his tweets, and he's demanding a retraction of an NBC skit. I'm pretty sure that they probably won't issue that retraction unless they do it in a funny way, I'm assuming, or unless he threatens to sue them, but I don't think he has much of a leg to stand on there. Bottom line is I just wanted you to hear it because I thought it was pretty funny stuff if you listen to it. All right, news you can abuse. We continue down that lane, if you will, because I think it fits into it. I happen to see this somewhere. I got a good kick out of this. Bedford, Pennsylvania. Some of you listening to us in Bedford, Pennsylvania. In exchange for jail time, a woman and her adult daughter agreed to stand outside a courthouse holding signs saying they stole a gift card from a 9-year-old girl on her birthday. Ooh, that's upsetting. 56-year-old Evelyn Border and her 35-year-old daughter stood outside the court for 4.5 hours on Tuesday. The sign said this: I stole from a 9-year-old girl on her birthday. Don't steal her. This could happen to you. Because they agreed to hold up the signs, the Bedford County District Attorney says he'll ask for probation instead of jail when they plead guilty to theft. They swiped a gift card that the girl had set on a shelf while a Walmart employee helped her. The girl's mother planned to drive by the courthouse to teach her daughter the importance of obeying the law. Wow, that could be kind of embarrassing, huh? Standing there holding the signs. And if you could only see the faces of these two women, it is radio. Let's just say they don't look too happy. This is always a stupid thing to do, although I've had many friends who have made some pretty decent money scalping tickets. But you better be careful what city you do it in, and particularly what the games are. In New York, they were really cracking down on it. New York City police say a scalper arrested for selling fake World Series tickets outside Yankee Stadium tried to win his freedom by bribing a cop with seats. Yeah, the 50-year-old guy was arrested before the start of Game 2 last week after he was caught allegedly selling a fake ticket. He had 3 other tickets on him. Police say that after being booked at a nearby precinct, he told an officer he could get him tickets for another game in exchange for his release. So Doug Clark was charged with attempted bribery and possession of a forged instrument. He didn't have a lawyer and all that other sort of stuff. And there have been at least a dozen other arrests for selling fake tickets during the World Series. Ooh, can you imagine? Your whole life you just wanted to see the World Series and you didn't jump on it fast enough, so you decided to go the scalper route. And unfortunately, you ended up buying it from the wrong people. Ooh. How about this story? And I think this is one of the strangest stories I've heard, other than, can you imagine the reaction from the people? In Rio de Janeiro, at this service, a Brazilian bricklayer killed in a car crash shocked his mourning family by showing up alive at his funeral. 59-year-old Jorge Conclaves had been identified as the victim of a Sunday night car crash in a little town in Brazil, and as is customary in Brazil, the funeral was held the following day, which happened to be a holiday when Brazilians visit cemeteries to honor the dead. What the family didn't know was that he had spent the night at a truck stop talking with friends over drinks of sugarcane liquor, and his niece told the newspaper the word didn't get out about his own funeral since it was already happening on Monday morning. The corpse that they found was badly disfigured, dressed in similar clothing, so they assumed it was him, but it wasn't him. No, then I have a question about the casket. So anyway, he ran to the funeral as fast as he could, drove there, etc., showed up to let people know that, you don't have to continue with the funeral, I'm alive. And people were relieved. All of a sudden, they look up and they're praying and wailing, and there he is. Oof. So this is a big mistake. The body was correctly identified later, and the victim had already been buried, so they had to exhume the body. Sounds like a nasty mistake to me. Today in history, November 6th, that is the day. There are 55 days left in the year. Here's a couple of highlights for you. Confederate President Jefferson Davis was elected to a six-year term of office, 1861. Also on this day, President William McKinley was reelected in 1900, beating William Jennings Bryan. In 1928, a lot of politics. In a first, the results of Herbert Hoover's election victory over the Democrat Alfred E. Smith were flashed onto an electronic wraparound sign on the New York Times building. Oh, how big that has become these days. In 1956, President Dwight D. Eisenhower won re-election, beating Democrat Adlai Stevenson. And also on this day in history, if you wind the clock back to just 5 years ago, the designers of Spaceship One, the first privately manned rocket to burst into space, were handed a $10 million check and a big fat trophy. Sounds pretty good. Also, a year ago, President-elect Barack Obama spoke by phone with 9 world leaders and met privately at the FBI office in Chicago with U.S. intelligence officials preparing to become commander-in-chief. How about some birthday music?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, celebrating a birthday, California's First Lady Maria Shriver, 54 years old. Television host Catherine Cryer used to be a judge. She's 55. From the Eagles, Glenn Frey turns 61. Actor Lance Kerwin is 49 years old. Education Secretary Duncan is 45 years old. Actor Peter DeLuise is 43 years old. Ethan Hawke used to be married to Uma Thurman, is 39 years old. Actress Thady Newton is 37 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Mercedes Kastner is 20 years old. Ooh, 20 years old right before 21. It's such a good year. From the Jive 5, Eugene Pitt is 72 years old. Director Mike Nichols is 78 years old. He's directed a lot of big-time movies, and he's married to Diane Sawyer. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you as we swing into yet another fabulous fall weekend.
Where's the T.O. show right now?
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready? I love you to me. I can't stand myself.
Putting together a girl's night out. Want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know. I hate you, too. That's the way girls are.
Oh, man. Talk radio.
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Oh, no. I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.
How about you, Cowboys?
Yeah! All right, keep your son about your beloved Eagles.